Let us go to our Lord in prayer this morning. Bow with me. Father God, we thank you that we can call on your name. We glory in you, Father, because you are our strength. You've told us to seek your presence continually, and so together we do that now. You've told us to remember the wondrous works that you've done, and we also do that now. Father, you are our God, and there is none like you. You're faithful to us, Lord. You always keep your promises to us. You never fail, regardless of how small and insignificant we might appear. We're so thankful that we're part of your family and that you purchased us by the blood of Jesus. We're thankful that you've promised to bring your family into glory one day. But Lord, we've sinned and we've failed and we've doubted you this week. We've not been who we are in Christ. We've loved the world and we've ignored your word. We've forgotten you by thinking so much of ourselves. Lord, we've corporately asked for your forgiveness for our failings. And you've promised that because of Jesus, you've put an end to all of our sin. All the sin we have done and all the sin we will ever do. So we trust in you. Our faith is in you and we believe your promises to us. Lord God, just as you rescued Israel out of Egypt, just as you rescued David from Goliath, just as you rescued Paul on the road to Damascus, you've saved us. You've redeemed us. Called us, purchased us, predestined us, foreknown us, justified us, and you will glorify us. We're yours, and all our hope is in you. We believe that we will stand in the day of judgment and approach your throne with boldness only because Jesus Christ has given us his righteousness. He's given his life in exchange for ours. You are amazing, God. What a Savior you are. And now, Lord, we desire this good news of your salvation to extend through all the earth. We ask for a specific blessing on Claremont County. Let us be the catalyst of more conversations about you with those that we meet. Bring the lost into this place and let them meet you here. Father, I pray for the children that call Landmark home. May all your young ones grow up hearing the gospel and believe it with their whole heart. Father, save our lost spouses and our lost coworkers and friends and enemies and neighbors and the people we commute with and the ones we see when we grab coffee in the morning. Lord Jesus, cause your gospel to advance in our country so that your kingdom would continue to grow and would overtake the system of this world. And all for your glory and for your great name. Father, receive our gifts to you today. May what we give be an expression of how much we love you. Take it, Father, please, and use it for your glory and for the good in this world. Thank you for blessing us so that we can be a blessing to others. And now, God, prepare our hearts to receive your word. May it change us. May it wash us, shape us, and refine us. Father, shatter our misconceptions about you. Reconstruct our values. Make us different. Father, make us less and you more. For that would be the best of all. And do this for Jesus' sake, we ask. Amen.